This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksubais, Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. We're going to begin four lines from the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis. We're commenting on the Braisa that said that from the time of the Sakana, the people were accustomed to marry on Tuesday. The Chachamim were not Moicha. Don't get married on Monday. However, if there's an oinus, it's permitted to get married on Monday. What was the oinus? The first possibility was that the governor was coming and he's going to take away the food. V'yibay seima, or if you want, you could say, my machmas oinus. What is the oinus over here? Kedetanya, we learned in a braisa. Harei shahaya pita yafoy. The bread was baked for a wedding. It's fresh. If you don't use it, it's going to go. V'tivchay tavuach. The meat was slaughtered. V'yenoy mazuk. The wine was diluted. So, if you don't take advantage of the food now, then it's going to be ruined. Umeis aviv shel chasana ima shel kala. And the father of the chasan died, or the mother of the kala. Machnisin es hameis lecheder. We bring the mess into a separate room. V'yasachasan v'yasakala l'chuppah. And the chasan and the kala to the chuppah. And basically what we do is we want to ensure that the chasana could take place. So the Gemara mysteriously says, well, you want to make sure the chasana could take place. The problem is that these two, the couple, if they bury their father or mother, they're going to be aveilim. And even if they don't, they're an oinein. Oinein, and if they become aveilim, you certainly can't have the chasana. And as an oinein, usually they're not allowed to have bia is prohibited. But we're going to allow bia rishayna. So the Gemara says, ubayo bilas mitzvah, they have the first bia. Toisus, the second Toisus says it's called bias mitzvah because of the pasuk, ki bayalayich oisayich, that the first bia renders her a kli and renders her available to be able to have children. Upayresh, he separates from her. And v'noyeg shivas yimei hamishta, they are first noyeg 7 days of the festival for getting married. V'achar kach noyeg shivas yimei avelas, and then they accustom themselves, then they practice the 7 days of mourning. Now the big question that we should deal with is, why does he have to have relations with her? Why can't they just have the chasana? Why is it necessary to have relations? Well, one explanation would be that in order to have the chasana, you have to push off the avelos. In order to push off the avelos, you need to have the regel, the festivity bichal. In order for the festivity to bichal, that's activated by bias mitzvah. Okay? Which means they have to actually do bias mitzvah. Or the other way of saying it is, according to many Rishonim, if you're not allowed to have bia, then you can't do chuppah. Chuppah is dependent on the possibility of doing bia. So they don't have to actually do the bia, they just have to be able to do the bia. Now, even though he lived with her, once they bury during those 7 days of Mishteh, v'chol oisen hayam, during all those days, hu yashen bein ha'anashim, he will sleep among the men, v'hi yashen bein ha'anashim, she will sleep among the women. Because we're afraid that he will live with her. Even though he has pas basalo, he already did live with her, nevertheless there's a chashash that he will live with her again. V'in moinin tachshitim in akala kol shloshim yom. Akala, for the 30 days that she gets married, we do not refrain. We don't remove from her tachshitin, even if it's avelos. Now some say this would be in all circumstances if during the first 30 days of her, in other words, a kala in her first year, we do not make her not wear tachshitin during the shloshim. Says the Gemara, what's the whole heter over here? The loss of food, because they prepared the meal, the bread was baked, the wine was diluted, the meat was shechted, and, but davka aviv shel chasan im shel kala, it's only if the father of the groom died or the mother of the kala. Because the father of the groom is the one who supplies the food. The father of the bride is the one who supplies the kishutin. Deleka inish de tarachlo. There's nobody else to be matriach for the meal. Aval ibchalai. But if it were the mother of the chasen or the father of the kala, then we would say, let the food go down the drain, and the father of the chasen will, afterwards, he'll prepare another suda, and the mother of the kala, afterwards, she'll get her tachshitin. Amar Rafram Bar Papa. Rafram Bar Papa said, Amar Rav Chisda Nim Rav Chisda, Loishanu Ela Shenosan Mayim Al Gabe Basar. When did we learn that you're allowed to do Bias Mitzvah and have the regal bichal and then observe the Avelos? That's when you put water on the meat. Because since you put water on the meat, so now the meat is primed to spoil. Avaloinos and Mayim Al Gabe Basar. If you didn't put water on the meat, so just delay the wedding, and you'll cook the meat after the Avelos. Or, excuse me, Mizdavin, you'll sell it. You'll sell it to somebody else who wants the meat. The only time it's an emergent situation is when you pour the water on the meat, and now it's not sellable anymore. The Gemara continues, Amarava, Uvikrach, so that's the statement of Rav Chisda, that this din only applies when you pour the water on the meat, you can't sell it. So, Amar Rava, Rava said, Uvikrach, in a big city, even though you put the water on the meat, Mizdavin, you are allowed to sell the meat. You could sell it, because in a big city, you have enough demand, you have enough people who might need it, and the halacha is, you're allowed to sell it, and you don't go on with the chasana. Amar Papa, Rapapa said, Uvikvar, in a small village, even if you didn't put the water on the meat, so you could sell it, loy mizdavin, it won't sell. In other words, in the small village, there's so little demand that even if you didn't pour the water on the meat, you cannot sell it. So that's the, basically, they've rendered Rav Chisda's teaching obsolete. Because a big city, you could sell it even if you put the water on. A small city, you can't sell it even if you didn't put the water on. So what's Rav Chisda saying? This is only relevant where you poured the water on the meat, but if you didn't pour the water on the meat, you could sell it. So Rav Ashi said, Kugain Masa Machasya. Rav Chisda is talking about an intermediary city. Like Masa Machasya, the Mifka Mikrach, it is not as big as a big city. Mifka Mikvar also is extracted from the category of a small city. That's what Rav Chisda is talking about. Tanya Kvaseh Rav Chisda went to the rice and comes to the like Rav Chisda. Hare Shaya Pita Yafuya, if the bread was baked, V'tivchay Tavuach, and the animal was shechted, V'yenei Mazug, and the wine was diluted, V'nasan Mayim Agav Yibasan, you put water on the meat, Umeis Aviv Shal Chasan, and the father of the Chasan died, Aima Shal Kala, or the mother of the Kala, Machnisin Es Hameis L'cheder, you bring the mess into the chamber. V'yes hachasan v'yes hakala l'chuppah, and the chasan and the kala to the chuppah. U'bayal bilas mitzvah, and you have the first relations. U'pareish v'noig shivas yimei amishta, and you practice the 7 days of party. V'achag noig shivas yimei avelos. V'chaloisan hayamim u'yashen. All those days, he sleeps among the men, she sleeps among the women. Now, this is exactly like Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda is, because it's saying that it's only applicable if you pour the water on the meat. So, that's exactly like Rav Chisda said, and it's talking about, clearly, an intermediary city. Fine. V'chein mi shapirsa ishtoi nidai, hu yashen ben ha'anashim, v'hi yishena ben ha'anashim. Now the Brisa adds something like this. If you, the woman who you're bringing into the chuppah became a nida, so now you can't live with her, you need a chaperone, he'll sleep among the men, she'll sleep among the women. And then the Brisa continues like we said earlier, ben moinen tachshitin min akala kolam yom, you do not withhold the adornments from the kala for 30 days. Okay. Benkach ubenkach lo yival lo be'erev Shabbos v'lo be'matzah Shabbos. in any situation. Now, what's the Bein Kach or Bein Kach? Rashi learns, regardless of why you're getting married, or why you're not getting married on Wednesday, yes, oinus, not oinus, we do not allow Bia Rishoina, not Friday night, and not Matzah Shabbos. Bein Kach or Bein Kach, regardless, lo yivo, you're not allowed to have the first relations, lo yivo Erev Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, v'lo yivo Matzah Shabbos. Fine. Amar Mar, the master said, Hu yashen bein hu anoshim. We said earlier, he sleeps among the men, v'hi yashen bein anoshim, and she sleeps among the women. Messiah leila Rabbi Yochanan, this supports Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afal pisha amru ein avelus b'mayed. So here's the question. We allowed bias mitzvah. The avelus is not taking effect for another 7 days. Why can't they continue to live with each other? So this supports Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, even though there's no avelus on moed, but private matters, dvarim shabbatzina, they observe. Aval dvarim shaltzina noyeg. They do observe private matters. So, and this proves it, because even though the avelus is not chal, nevertheless, they are prohibited to have Tashma Shamita. Darash Rabbi Yosef Breid Rava. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, darshaned. Mishmei de Rava, the name of Rava. Loi Shana Elashle Baal. When do we say they can't be in Yichud together? That's if they didn't have relations. Avobal, but if they had relations, Ishto Yishena Imai, they could sleep in the same room. When do we not trust him? That's if they didn't have relations yet. So his Yetzer Hara, his passion is very strong. But if they already had relations, so he already satisfied himself. So the halach is he would be trusted to sleep in the same room as her. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? We're talking about where they had relations. We said, Bayal Bias Mitzvah Upairesh. Here we're talking about where they had relations. Ukatani, and yet it teaches, Hu Yashen Bein Hanashim, he sleeps among the men, Vihi Yashena Bein Hanashim, and she sleeps among the women. That means even though we're talking about where they had relations, they still have to separate. We're saying that even though they were, I mean, what are you saying? That they only have to separate if they didn't have relations, but if they had relations, they don't have to. But we're talking here about where they had relations. Says Gemara, no, what we mean to say is, Avada, if they become an Avel, then even if they had relations, they can't be in the same room. Ki Ka'amar, when do we say if they had relations, they could sleep in the same room? Apirsa Ishtay Nida. It's talking about the wife is a Nida, because if the wife's a Nida, there's an Isser Kares to live with her. So Rashi says that since Anida is so chamor, the Baal's mehemen, he's not going to treat lightly in Isser Kares. I have a chain katani, but it says similarly, which implies that just like Avelos, even though they had Bia, they have to separate by Nida as well. So as the Gemara Achi Kama, this is what we mean to say. The chain misha pirsa ishtay Nida. V'loy Baal, in a case where they didn't have Bia, u'yashem anashem ishtay yishen bein anashem. But if they had Bia, then they're taka, not similar. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Thanks, everybody. This is a short amud today. And if okay, we'll hold it over here. So Be'ezus Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. We will pick it up tomorrow night at 9:15, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, everyone, Kol Tov. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.